Todd Lebo hanging out with us for the final hour of the show on this Tuesday.
We'll happy play to, some happy to finally get on the mic this week, Todd.
I need some time.
You know, you've been breaking into different studios just to talk into a microphone. You
I see love random microphone.
Guy had a megaphone somewhere, and you just walked up and started yelling into it for no reason.
We've known this. I love to be in the middle of it. I just love
you
to
do.
Be part of it. And
uh-huh.
I love to do it. So yeah. It was good.
Yeah,
Steven's
good
enjoying vacation.
Where's Steven at? Is
he's
he
here.
Is staycation?
I think he's in town.
Good for him.
It's his anniversary or something, I think, this whole like
do you
week
think
celebration of something. It was last week, actually.
Do you think the Royals waited for him to be off the
100%.
Air to then call up Vinny Pasquantino?
I'm going
to
tell you something. He loves to like have vacation and not wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But a little bit, it was like, are you kidding me?
Are you guys fans?
This morning show might have been completely different if Steven was in.
He might have been able to speak.
That's a good point.
Are you guys
certainly
fans
shouldn't have stood
of the staycation?
I don't
care. If I'm not coming to work, I'm good anywhere.
Yeah.
I've never taken one.
Really?
You're very fancy, though.
I have never taken I've taken a day here or there
because
I needed to do something specific, but I've never just taken like the week off. For it to not be a trip or something that I'm traveling to.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had
well,
that.
I feel like I'd be bored out of my mind.
Sometimes you want a week off and can't afford to go somewhere, Corey. So,
okay.
I mean, you may not want to be at work, but also just like, you know what, let me recharge the batteries without it being a trip and the kids screaming and everything. That's
right.
Not recharging the batteries.
Generally.
Or some people do work around the house.
Right. You got
you know,
a
home
project.
Improvement
that
stuff.
Doesn't sound like vacation.
You don't do that either.
I know.
That sounds like work.
Usually
you're just working and not getting paid for it.
If
right.
I've had like a whole week off in a row and I haven't gone to work, it's maybe around the holidays or something where it's just, you know, you get that week and then that's maybe not going anywhere. But usually we take a little time to do
something. Yeah, like
something.
Even when, if I'm not traveling.
Go live in a treehouse for a few
you
days.
You lived in a treehouse for
that,
a few days. So
you know.
Yeah.
If I'm not traveling for a holiday, like even just going down to Oklahoma City to see family, like I'll just work.
Right.
Like I've never just taken, like my wife does it. She'll take off and just stay home for like the whole 2 weeks around Christmas or whatever.
She gets
and I'm
like 6 weeks off.
She does.
You know,
she gets,
so it's just how it is.
She's got a company that does
what
well
do.
With that kind of stuff.
I got
well,
a,
also,
I got a
when
buddy
you,
who
when you
likes,
work like Corey, I mean, do you really need to take days off?
I mean, seriously.
It's like Corey's like, oh, I got to get away from work.
One of my buddies works for a place, and he like he gets this, it's about like, I don't know, December 8th, and he's just like, I'm done. It's almost like, you know, Christmas break for schools or something. But he ain't working a school day. He's just, I'll get back there in July or January, whatever it is. And my son, generally, he accrues enough days and actually takes them. In our field, like, we end up not getting them all. We just, whatever. We were doing the work. The work's the work, right?
Yeah.
But get about, I don't know, November, and he's like, I'm just taking Fridays off. So then you just got 3-day weekend for the rest of the year because it's one of those use them or lose them kind of deals.
Yeah, my wife's company, literally, they shut down for 2 weeks at Christmas.
No, that's not, she's not
they
even off.
They literally shut down. You don't take vacation. They literally just shut down,
so
and
not,
nobody has
she's
to
not
take
off.
That.
She's just not doing it. It
two
sounds like
weeks.
A great place. Why would she work there?
Well, because people, you know, with kids, they have their
the
kids.
Things.
They're out of school or whatever, so they try to time it out to where you don't have to then try to figure out what to do with your kids.
Well, Jason's wife
while they're
gets
off during
a two-week
break.
Spring break, right? That's what she said?
She does.
That's nice.
But she also is one of the few college counselors that actually works over the summer.
Yeah.
And
that's a bummer.
Kind of, but not the whole summer, right?
She had last week off, and she has this week off, and then back to work. So she's got some vacation time. But I think one of the cool parts about working in a high school would be that you got your summer
exactly.
off. That's something that you would certainly enjoy to have.
Those damn overachieving Barstow kids.
It's ridiculous.
They all want to go to college.
Yeah,
so I guess the college counselors need to be working.
Hey, I'm really smart. Oh, I'm trying to get in this really nice school.
Yeah, so I have...
Is that how they sound, by the
exactly.
way?
Exactly.
That's actually how I sounded. I guess I might go to college.
That's how they
where
do their college
go?
Interviews.
I don't know. I've already graduated high school, and I still don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know. I'll just follow some friends somewhere. Just a stowaway in their backpack.
Tell me this.
Here I am. I'm at Mo West.
I was driving up the road to go to Omaha last week. I've only been to Maryville once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We partied up
we
there.
We did party up there, yes.
In 2003. When you were still a kid in school, when we did a remote up there.
I was a kid. I was 23 years old, and I still had 2 years left to go in college.
Maryville Pub. How did I drive up there? I didn't drive just up 29. There's another way, right? What do you do? How did I get there? What did I do?
There is a road after St. Joe that you got to get off and go east.
Right.
And I'm not sure what that is. It's been a while since
I've
gone to Maryville.
But you go up to like St. Joe and then do something.
Well, you go past St. Joe.
Yeah, there was another road up there that was like, I didn't probably drive all the way up there and just turn east, did I? I have no recollection of how I got up there.
You're gonna get like, I think maybe 30 minutes north.
And then how far east of 29 is it? A ways, or is there a different way? Did I drive up like 69 highway? What did I do? How did I get there?
Well, I mean,
help me out. I don't know what I did to get to Maryville.
So,
I know what I did when I drove past St. Joe on the way up to Omaha. I'm like, this is not closer than you think.
So then 71.
Camp starting soon.
So 71 then to Maryville.
Okay, so that's what
just on the other side of St. Joe.
Okay.
See, my recollection is that like it was a little bit further past St. Joe, but I guess when I'm coming from Lee Summit, St. Joe's a touch further than like when I was driving there when I lived with my brother who lives up by the airport.
Right.
So
it's
a touch further to St. Joe from Lee Summit. So
drove
it felt
past
like
Mo
it was
West, drove past the sign for Maryville.
Yeah,
it felt like it was a lot farther.
So.
I was in the MIAA.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing how many texters weigh in when somebody needs to know directions.
We got
everybody talking about
how I should get to Maryville.
71.
They're
going
to get you to Maryville, Todd.
Okay. I didn't think it was 29 all that way up there. I thought I was on another road at some point.
No, you got to get off 29 because it's going to be.
Then it's a real long ways over.
Quite a ways east of 29 because 29 is going to go northwest, and Maryville is going to be like almost directly north from here.
Right.
Like
exactly.
if you just went like as the crow flies, like you'd almost be going.
I remember
like
driving
almost
home
directly north
on that Saturday after watching part of the Maryville game, and listening to Oklahoma UCLA on the radio. That's what I remember. And I remember everyone thinking I was liquor control at the party
you
took me to.
Because you had like a North Face
had a black jacket on.
Is that the one you still wear in your office?
I still have the same jacket.
You have the same jacket in your office because it sometimes
Jason
gets cold.
Jason takes me to this college party and these old kids put their drinks down. They thought I was liquor control. Who's this old man? I was 33.
Liquor? You didn't even know her, Todd.
5-0, this, 5-0, whoop, whoop. Hey,
old man here.
Liquor control. Elsie's in the house. Put it down.
It's after they showed me the really nice funnel they peed into as the bathroom on the third floor of their fraternity house. They just went into the gutter.
Sometimes you don't want to go downstairs.
So far down the stairs.
Yeah.
Sounds sanitary.
Took
it's
you out on
really
the roof.
Nice place.
Took you out on the roof. It was a blast. I lived there 3 years
I'll just
for a reason.
I'll just wait for the bathroom.
Lived there three. Yeah, but you got to walk down the stairs. You got to the bathroom. Walk
there
back.
There was a bathroom on the second floor.
If you know this about me, I'm into exercise. So
there was no bathroom on the third floor. There was a bathroom on the second floor and the first floor. I think,
you had to go down to the second
floor.
That
house still standing?
Walk back. I believe it's still standing. It's no longer ours.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Maybe it's a historic places register on there?
Yeah, it was odd.
It looked like Animal House.
Went there like 6 months ago and just broke in and stayed in one of the rooms and didn't know.
Third floor.
Who would have thought?
Is the funnel still here?
I have no idea.
I got to go.
Do the new owners know about the funnel?
They bring you a beer bong. You're like, I don't know if I should trust that.
Don't trust this beer bong.
Where's that funnel been?
And that's why Jason doesn't drink.
That's exactly
Bang.
Right.
I don't know where this funnel's been.
I don't trust anybody giving me a beer.
No
Never.
Way. No how.
Plus, I tasted a beer and I'm like, this thing is bad. Is the expiration day past this is the beer has gone bad, everybody.
Speaking of, just this is kind of strange, the other night a buddy of mine was in town and we all went and had some beers out at the bar, and he got up to go use the restroom and he put a coaster on top of his beer cup.
He didn't trust you guys.
I'm like, what the
well, you couldn't just take the coaster off
was,
and then do whatever.
No,
and
but he probably knew exactly how
five,
it was on there.
Five guys he knew from college, and he puts a coaster on top of his cup to go use the restroom. I'm like,
did you come back and have a conversation about it? Did
no, say, I yelled at him on his way to the bathroom.
You don't trust us?
I was like, what the hell? You think we're going to slip you something? You think we're going to do something to your beer? We're grown men now.
Well, since you're a father, I assumed you yelling at him on the way to the bathroom was, hey, tell him I sent you. You get a good seat.
Wash your hands.
Dad joke. Make sure you wash your hands, man. Yeah, I called No Swoops the other day for the first time in like 8 years.
No
like
what?
No Swoops.
No stealing your seat.
You can't steal your
swoops. Who'd you call it on? Everett?
I don't even remember who. I was at somebody's house, and I'm like, no swoops. I'm like, oh, wait, nobody here knows what that is.
Corey, you swoop in and take your seat.
Yeah, you can't swoop in and take your seat. Yeah. No swoops,
I can't remember what we called it in college. You had 5 minutes, like if you had to get up to go to the restroom.
Oh,
like
no, you get
this
in perpetuity.
Oh, yeah, you called five. That's what it was. I'm like, what did we call it? You got 5 minutes.
You got five on it? That's what
you
were?
Like, you're like, all right, five. And then you have 5 minutes.
Who had the clock?
You can get back to that seat.
We had, now we don't have anyone at our house except these damn cats. And
they don't care about
they
your
don't care. You
demanding
can say,
your seat back.
You can say no swoop, but you know what they like? They like that warm seat. They want to get
right
in there and sit on that. And it's like, well, it's tough luck. They don't bother me because I sit in this chair. My wife sits on this couch.
You know what else cats like?
They like that couch.
A warm skillet.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Wow.
Cats are the worst.
Wow.
You're not talking bad here.
I feel like Jed might be like driving up right now just because of that. He gets
Jed knows I hate cats.
I love our cats sometimes. That's pretty much how it works.
It's a lot of things in life
that you just love sometimes.
All right, so we've delayed it enough, and we've known about this for a while, but we haven't talked about it. And then we were going to discuss it yesterday, but
what
happened
yesterday?
Well, he went up to the National.
Yep.
So you know he was there.
Planned it all along.
It's better for all, you know.
Yeah, together.
Face to face.
And we thought, you know what? Then we can also have Todd on in the 1 o'clock hour when that happens as well. But you were talking about your wife's work and shutting down for a couple of weeks, you know, doing that. So the announcement that we have been waiting to tell everybody, and then finally today, is that two more days for you, Corey?
Two more days.
Thursday is your final show here on the air.
Plus this last 45 minutes.
And this has nothing to do with Vinny Pasquantino being called up.
The Vinny Pasquantino was a joke we did last week, knowing that Thursday was Corey's actual last day. We had the joke last Friday. We set it off the air, and then with Mick, I'm like, hey, we're going to do this to where Vinny Pasquantino was obviously not getting called up, but Corey's going to guarantee that Vinny Pasquantino was called up on Friday, or he'll quit the show. Because we knew that, you know, this Thursday, the 30th, is your final show here at Sports Radio 810 WHB in the Zone.
It is. It is bittersweet, no doubt. Those of you that have listened long enough understand that my wife is the breadwinner of the family. We know that.
How do they get that? I don't understand.
And she took a job last year in August. That part of the deal was you're going to need to relocate to where we're located. Our daughter was just about to start school, so they were willing to wait until our daughter finished her second grade school year. And realistically, my wife wanted to make sure that before we uprooted and moved our family across the country,
didn't want to take the job back.
That it was a company she was going to make sure she wanted to stay at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would suggest before moving across the country that you should know a little bit about where you're moving to like that. Because
I don't know why you say that.
I don't have experience with that in living somewhere for 3 months and moving immediately right back after hating it. So it's a good plan for you guys.
Yes. So she
and
loves the company.
Apparently, been paying her, not like your job when you move across. And you
exactly. Yes. The checks have cleared.
The
checks have cleared. So we knew sometime in January that, like, okay, it's official. We know for a fact that this is going to happen. You know, I've talked to you guys about this since February of knowing that this was on the horizon. This was an opportunity that is it's a life-changing opportunity for our family. My wife, we joke about her being she's kind of a rock star in her industry. And they were going after her and going after her and going after her for this company and finally made the kind of offer that you just can't turn down.
You've never seen The Godfather, but it was an offer she can't refuse.
An offer she couldn't refuse.
So are you going to say out loud the company and where you're moving?
I mean, the company, she works for a company called MX Technologies, which means nothing to anybody here.
That's not true.
It means something to your wife.
Yeah, she's the vice president of product for their financial services. They're a financial technology company. And so we will be moving to Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City suburb. Not for church reasons. So for all the texts that are going to come in about that, no, we are not going there because of any sort of religious. This is where the company's located.
Well, the Jazz.
Yeah,
so
I was
we are
big
moving.
Jazz fan.
Yeah, huge Jazz.
Now you are.
I'm in the running now.
You finally have a team.
Quinn Snyder replacement.
You turned your back on the Thunder.
I haven't turned my back on the Thunder.
Well, now you will. You're moving up to another Western Conference.
Yeah, but you can go
team.
And
depends
watch
on which the team is better.
You can go and watch the Thunder now.
I'll root for whichever team is better.
You can go and watch the Thunder, and you're staying in Big 12 country.
Big 12 country.
I am. Oklahoma State will be coming up. You know, at least every other year it would seem. I don't know how football's going to look.
Who knows how they're going to work this?
Maybe every other year in football.
They'll
maybe
be there.
Every year in basketball.
Let's ask Brett Yormick. You know, we'll find out when he.
Have you got the schedule figured out?
Have not got the schedule figured out. So don't know what that looks
July
like.
July 13th, Brett Yormick should be asked at the Big 12 Media Days.
When will the Pokes be in
Provo?
Provo.
Yes.
When exactly are they coming? When are they coming? It'll be fun. Well, The way this business is, you know, you've worked several places, moved around, done things in and out of this business. I'll say for our company, you've been great here. We obviously had a lot of upheaval a couple of years ago after not having any upheaval for a long time. And you coming in here with Jason has been really, really good for our company. And I hope you've enjoyed it. I think you have. And we're sad to see you go. And just like the personal side, to make it be about me.
Yeah.
Corey came in and told me this. I think within 24 hours of Jake telling me he was leaving.
That's right.
What is going on? Can people stop drinking whatever they're drinking? I don't know what it was, but I was like, I if anyone else comes in my office and shuts the door, I'm out. I'm going home. You know, so it was
a hell of a day for you.
Yeah, it really was.
A hell of a 24 hours.
Me. But I was surprised.
But I gave you 5 months notice.
Oh, you gave me all
not 2 weeks.
As much as Jake's notice.
I wish I would have known that was the case, because the next week I would have planned it to where acted like I did not know that Corey was talking to me or Corey and I talked, because it was after he had talked to you like a couple weeks, right? I mean, maybe you had known. So Corey, if I'd have known that, then I might have just gone into your office and be like, hey, Todd,
I gotta talk to you.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Corey about this yet. Okay. So I don't know what might be the case or whatever. And I know that, you know, Jake and everything's going on. So I hate for, you know, there to be more upheaval, but
I gotta go.
We're a couple months away from probably moving to Salt Lake City.
We're back to Louisville. Like, it's just, it's not the same here.
It was weird because, and not that people really care, because they've talked about this on the Border Patrol. It was a Friday, I believe, because Jake told me on a Friday. I think you might have told me that same Friday, or it was the day.
I think you had just found out like the evening before.
Right.
From Jake, he told, or the afternoon before.
He told St. John on a Monday after the AFC Championship game.
He told Todd before that. Because Steven had left. He wanted to tell him, and Nate was on vacation or gone or something, and he wanted to tell him together. And then, anyways, it was. So I sat on that all weekend, and then all this. So it's been weird. But I appreciated the fact that, you know, you gave us time to figure this stuff out. And we were, you know, trying to figure out if you could do this from there. And it's just not
logistically super feasible.
It's very difficult. Yeah. Different times.
It's hard to do a show from two different spots. Yeah. Jason and I talked about it, and it's hard. You heard it during COVID when you're trying to do the show. It occasionally, if you do it every once in a while, but consistently 5 days a week for 4 hours
a
day.
We have audio of you sleeping at one point during the show. So
exactly.
That's right.
It can happen.
Well, if you were on in Utah, then we would have as many Will Perdue interviews as we could possibly have so that you could also get some sleep, because you would be earlier in the morning for you.
Yeah, and you didn't want a big hubbub about this thing.
No.
But I wanted to give you your flowers and say thank you for doing all the good hard work that you've done here. Yeah. And when you told me this, I was like, dude, man.
Take the heart out of that.
You
work.
Your wife is great, and you know she's doing amazing things in her field, and the fact that she gets this opportunity, I think, says something about her, says something about you as well. It says something about the world we live in now, where, you know, listen, you're not embarrassed that your wife makes a whole bunch of money. That's a great thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it's a big adventure for you. And you know, it'll be different for your daughter too, because she's been here, and this is where her friends are and all that stuff. So it'll be different for her. But after the school year, it happens all the time. Jason, you moved your kids up here.
Yep.
You know, I am a very fortunate person. I have lived my whole life in this city, and I've moved once as an adult, and we moved the year my son was going to kindergarten. So they've never had to get pulled from one thing to the other. So I'm very fortunate in that way.
So you're saying we're bad parents?
That's what I'm hearing.
No. I'm saying that this will be a great adventure for her as well.
Yeah.
You're going to live in a different part of the country. You've lived in the Midwest. You've lived in Florida. And now you're going to live in one of the prettiest places in
Gorgeous.
The world. You're going to get snow. You're going to get skiing. You're going to get nice, dry heat. You know,
humidity.
What I'm most jealous of is he was talking about how everybody there just open air lives. There's no screen doors because there's no bugs.
He says, there are no bugs. Yeah. I said, what? There's no bugs?
Like, I would.
What kind of place is this?
One of the things that my wife would love to see me change, one of the many things, would be me enjoying the outdoors a little bit more. I don't really like being outside. Because we can sit next to each other for 20 minutes. I will walk away with 15 mosquito bites.
Yeah.
She will not be touched. And I'm like, you understand that I would be outside way more often
if it didn't hurt so much.
Yeah, in just like where there's no bugs or whatever.
Are you moving to Salt Lake City?
I think so.
You son of a.
Can we bring that climate here?
Didn't work that way.
I know we've been like climate change happened. Can we just take that part of it here? I don't need all the snow and the cold and everything. And I don't need the mountains because I don't ski or snowboard. But just the no bugs would be amazing.
But no bugs, you know, is awesome. But it, we don't get that here.
Yeah.
But that's why we have a screened porch at my house.
It's bittersweet because it's a, it's an amazing opportunity for the family. But, like, you know, a lot of people know I used to work at another station here in town. And even when I was working at that station, I would have conversations with you, Lebo, and with Seren behind the scenes of, like, any chance I ever had to come to 810, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I remember we had coffee a couple of years before you got the job here, and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm willing to do whatever. And you had a, you were working at Children's Mercy at the time, I think, in the philanthropy department.
Yep.
And I'm like, but that's a real job that has, what do you want to come do this crap for? You know?
To get a chance to come work for 810. Like, so, the guy, the people that are here, the company itself, like, it's awesome. I mean, and it was like, I honestly, when I got this job, I figured this was the job I would retire from. And, you know, with my wife, that retirement probably would have been like 5 years from now. But I didn't plan on ever having another job. Mm-hmm. And I love working here at 810. And it's the hardest part about this, that and my daughter having to leave her friends. You know, I mean, like, we're excited. There's going to be cool things, a lot of cool stuff. And financially, it's a no-brainer for our family. But there are real life things that you walk away from. And leaving 810 after wanting to work here for so long is one of the toughest parts about this. So. Yeah.
Well, it's just absolutely a no-brainer, and you do what you do, and everything's going to be fine. Your daughter's going to meet new friends, and it's 2022. You're never more than a click away from your old friends. I mean, in the world with email and, you know, FaceTiming and all the kind of stuff you can do. And I hear there's transportation. You can move from there to here. I mean, you can come back and see people and you can go there.
Yep.
There's ways to do all that stuff. It's not like we're not 1883 here. We're not wagon training out there. It's going to be.
We also don't have a teleportation device, and it's 2022.
Yeah, like, what is wrong with on that? This. We don't have on. You know what? Maybe that's what they're working on at this MXT. Are they doing teleportation?
MX Technologies.
Yes. MXT. I almost got it right.
MX MXT, you know, we'll find out, you know, what the different initials are and things like that, you know. But well, yeah, you did promise a 5-year stay when we brought you on.
You're going to Gilmesh this thing, get back that big signing bonus we gave you?
That was a big signing bonus. I'll tell you what. I think it was some jazz trade. So yeah, I'll take you out to jazz.
Never expires. Exactly right. Never expires. Yeah.
But no, I mean, look, in all seriousness, moving here and starting the show and knowing the role that this show would be taking over when you had, as Todd had talked about, that just... there was no changeover. There was nothing like that here at 810. And so for me, my dream was to, you know, obviously have a show here during the day at 810. And one of the reasons why I moved to Louisville. And then coming back, it was, yeah, but who am I going to do the show with? Who's the producer? Who's going to be the number two? Who's going to be somebody that I know that we work well together? And from the beginning, it was obvious. It was like, you know, if there was a way that Corey and I could do a show, because we did a show together at the All-Star game
back in 2012
when the All-Star game was here. I was
at
living
Fan
in Louisville
Fest.
And you and I did a show together, and it was just random, right? Because we had hung out when you were at a different station. We had hung out at like a training camp or in Arizona for the Royals in spring training, and so got to know each other that way. And so we had some fun in that show, and I'm like, I want somebody that, you know, I have a relationship with and views radio sort of the same way I do, which is don't take yourself too seriously. Try to have fun. Embrace the mistakes that are there.
Try to stay awake.
That's true. Yeah. And understand
damn
that we
COVID.
Understand we play in the sandbox of life and have no problem making fun of yourself, because that's going to happen. And it was perfect. And the show, whatever, you know, whatever spot it may be in right now or whatever successes along the way, it's a big part because you were part of it, Corey. So
how about this? Give me an update. Is the house almost ready? Still not ready? They were looking at November
the
before.
The house we're building?
Yeah.
It will be ready hopefully in November. They've told us October, so we're planning December. But
fact
we've got...
or fiction, the house was ready on November 15th. Let's put it on there.
I'll go fiction on that. Yeah. We're renting a house like 3 blocks away. So we'll be able to keep track on the progress. So we'll be in the same neighborhood.
Go over there every
so
day.
Our daughter can start school. We didn't want to take her out in the middle of the semester. Mm-hmm. And plus, my wife had committed to being out there at some point this summer once she took the job. And so big, big things for her. And I am more than happy to support her in her career. It sucks to give this up, but I also understand that, you know, family first and foremost. And this is the kind of thing that could you know, take care of our daughter for a long time. Like, it was something we just couldn't say no to. And we love Kansas City. My wife is from here. I've been in the Kansas City area since 2002, minus the year and a half that we lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is home to me now, too. I consider Kansas City home, even though I'm from Oklahoma. You know, when we say we're going to go back home, it will be to come visit Kansas City, friends and family and everything around here. So we're going to miss Kansas City a lot. We're going to miss friends. I'm going to miss 810 and all of you guys.
Well, we're going to miss you, buddy.
But, yeah. You know, I appreciate the opportunity. I never would have imagined that, you know, it would have happened because, like you said, change doesn't happen here. And so it sucks for me to be leaving because this was the last job I thought I'd ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun and we have a good time. And that is the downside for me, but ultimately something that you have to do for the family.
You are you're driving out there Friday?
We are moving out Friday morning. Man. So
last show Thursday, and you are moving on Friday.
You know my work ethic.
That's exactly
right.
Yes.
Up into. I'm not a staycation kind of guy.
No,
exactly.
I'm not here to stay. I'm working right up and then.
Not even when you're making this move that you are relocating your entire family, and you are the one that's going to be driving this U-Haul to Utah. So good luck, others that are on the road. Even with all of that going on, you're not taking a day just to get everything ready to go. You are working. And when you work, it's a lot of hours that you put in.
It is. At least six a day.
Yeah. And then the next morning, you're driving to Utah.
I'm so no Danny Klingscale.
You don't need a travel day?
I don't need a travel day. I'm working right up until the deadline.
That's right. Well, you are obviously going to be missed here, man. So the show's going to be different. We'll figure some things out along the way. Luckily, you've given us a little bit of time that we've, you know, tried to figure some things out, so we'll find out what the next steps are here with the show. We'll make those announcements as they happen.
Yeah, it's time to Shane or get off the pot now, boys, because I only got two shows left.
That's right.
So.
Speaking of which, let's bring in our next producer and a guy who's going to fill in Corey's role, Shane. Welcome in, Shane. Shane finally gets the last laugh. Corey, get the hell out. Shane's taking your job.
Oh, my God. That would be can't miss radio if Shane Summers...
What if that was the last that Shane took your job?
I'd love it. I would love it.
No, he doesn't want to take the pay cut from doing traffic. Shane doesn't. So, all right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll play a little fact or fiction. And yes, this previous segment was fact that Corey's final day on the show with the station is Thursday. So you have 8.5 hours left of radio here in the zone. We'll finish that half hour for today coming up next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Like, picture me with no hair. Was it maybe Lebo?
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so let's get a little fact or fiction in here on this Tuesday edition. Todd Lebo hanging out with us. We head up until 2 o'clock. Srim Petra, the program, comes your way at 2. And then Vinny Pasquantino will make his debut tonight. So... we've got one guy getting to Kansas City and one guy leaving. So is Vinny the stage for Vinny. Is Vinny Pasquantino actually going to take over Corey's spot? That would be awesome. He's a sports radio host by day, masher by night.
He was very personable yesterday.
Oh, I liked him.
I enjoyed hearing him. Yeah,
it sounds like he'd be a fine talk show host.
By the way, a text does want to know if there will be a bobblehead that will be thrown through the studio.
Man, I hope not.
In your last show.
I've got my Tiger Woods bobblehead, but it is packed at home.
I got all kinds of spare bobbleheads you've been throwing around.
I don't want to throw one through a window.
I got one with a broken Kelvin Herrera arm anyway.
There's no acrimony in my leaving.
A lot of texts.
I'm sad to be leaving. I'm not excited to not work at 810.
We have got a lot of texts to come in, and these are the two I choose to read. The one about the bobblehead and this one that says, does your wife have any sisters? So... those are the two I read.
She does not.
All right, let's get into fact or fiction. The final fact or fiction with Corey leading here on this Tuesday. All right, where are we starting?
Fact or fiction, Todd Lebo. Vinny Pasquantino will be sent back down to the minors at some point this season.
Fiction.
Beards?
I'll go fiction on that.
Fiction.
Hell yeah, it's fiction.
It's fiction.
We're not here to start this off on any negativity.
Good job.
It's absolutely fiction. Fact or fiction, Beards. Vinny Pasquantino will hit at least 10 home runs this season for the Royals.
And there are how many games left in the year?
More than half.
80 something.
There's 80 something. Yeah, they played what, 70?
They're almost to the midway. 70, yeah.
73 maybe.
Now. Sure, yeah, I'll go back.
Like yep. 80, 90 games. He needs 10?
10, at least 10.
Okay, so Bobby Witt's got 11?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have just simply like the home run, you know? Like, I mean, obviously Bobby Witt has raw power, but like the home run numbers, things like that. I'm going to go, I'm going to go fact. He'll have more than 10 home runs the rest of the way.
I think I'm going to say fact,
You're
too.
Damn right it's a fact.
It's another positive. All right.
These were two layups. I was going to see who was going to try to come with the negativity on Vinny Pasquantino before he even stepped onto the field, and you all passed.
I'm in.
How about that? Two shows left, and Corey finally finds some positivity.
whoa. Almost choked there.
That's all right.
That was what's going on there? All right. Here we go. Fact or fiction.
Something stuck in your throat.
These are real questions now. Jason, fact or fiction. At least two of Benintendi, Merrifield, and Michael A. Taylor will be traded before the deadline. At least two of those three, fact or fiction?
I think it's a fact, but I'm going to go fiction because you said, okay, now the real questions.
Yeah, no,
fiction.
I just mean these are really ones you have to.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
The first two you damn well better have been positive about.
I know. I'm still going to go fiction.
I'm going fiction on that. They ain't trading two of those guys.
I'll play the game and I'll say fact.
That's fiction. They should. I think Benny's gone, but I think Michael A. Taylor and Whit Merrifield are still going to be Royals after the trade deadline. Hope I'm wrong. Fact or fiction, Todd Lebo, Clyde Edwards-Helaire will lead all Chiefs running backs in yards from scrimmage this season. That's rushing and receiving,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and passing.
I'm going to say fiction
on
that.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be.
I'm saying fiction.
You're going to say fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beards?
I'll go fiction.
Okay.
I'm going fact.
That's a fact.
Fact.
That's a fact. Now, he has to stay healthy. But
That texter just texted back in, screw it, brothers? Question mark? So.
Yeah, she has a brother. There He's married, though.
So?
Doesn't matter.
To a woman. I'm assuming your text is from a...
I guess so.
Doesn't matter.
From a guy.
Whatever, man.
My brother-in-law likes chicks.
Yeah. Well,
especially
fine.
His wife.
Yeah. Okay.
There's your answer, texter.
There's one in particular
you're
he really likes. He decided he went ahead and married.
Sounds like maybe you could get Corey out of the picture here.
All right. Beards, did you get a point there?
No. I don't think
he did not.
Jason, four.
So it's
three,
4-3-2 is what I've got.
Hmm?
Here we go. Fact. Oh, wait. There's one on here. Remember I told you earlier, Jason, there's one that I don't even know answer is. I haven't thought about it since.
Oh, boy.
So we've got to get to that. That's three questions away. Fact or fiction, Beards. Mizzou will make a Final Four before Kansas makes a bowl game.
There are a ton of bowl games.
Yeah.
But Kansas hasn't won more than two games in how long?
And Missouri went to their Final Four win.
So to make sure, rephrase the question.
Mizzou will make a Final Four before Kansas makes a bowl game.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Okay. Fiction.
Of course that's fiction. Mizzou's never gone to a Final Four. I figured Jason would...
And even if Kansas never goes back to a bowl,
it's still
your money back. It's still an or.
This is like Curtis and Seren's bet on never being another 300 game winner.
That's right, yeah.
That Curtis can never win because there will, unless Major League Baseball folds and there is no longer baseball being played,
terrible.
Curtis can literally never win the bet.
It's a terrible bet for Curtis. It's the worst bet ever. You literally can't win that bet.
But. And I guess Seren might never win the bet, but Curtis can't win the bet.
Yeah, Seren's not going to win the bet. Curtis literally can't win the bet.
Fact or fiction, Jason. Tobey Maguire turned 47 yesterday. That's a fact. His version of Spider-Man is the worst performance of a superhero in any movie ever made.
Oh, man.
Fact or fiction?
That's pretty strong for... all superheroes, that would include the entire Marvel universe, and I'm going to go fiction.
I think that's fiction.
Okay.
I'll let you answer first.
Do you remember when Shaquille O'Neal played Real Steel or whatever?
Oh, yeah, but that
was
awesome,
a superhero movie. I'm going fiction.
Wow, none of you went because I really can't stand Tobey Maguire.
No, I know you
can't. Spider-Man.
There's this goblin. Who is the Green Goblin? Was Seth Rogen play
Seth
one of
Rogen?
That's
did.
Awful.
Oh, Green Hornet.
But the answer is Shaq playing Steel.
Okay.
But there are also plenty of other candidates. Chris O'Donnell's version of Robin. Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck as Daredevil.
Correct?
Yeah, that was fiction. Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. As much as I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that was bad.
Everybody gets a point there.
You really
I thought
should.
For sure
I don't
somebody
know why you
would.
Don't like Tobey Maguire that
Tobey
much.
Maguire sucks.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
Sucks out loud.
I thought he was okay in the most recent Spider-Man.
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched another Spider-Man because Tobey Maguire ruined Spider-Man for me.
You haven't seen any of the new
Spider-Man was good. Tobey Maguire was so bad.
I haven't seen him.
I like Tom Holland. He's good.
I think the only Spider-Man movie I've actually seen was the first Tom Holland one, and that's it.
They're good.
Was Miles Teller Spider-Man?
No,
he should be.
What's your problem?
That was Andrew Garfield.
Garfield.
I've seen bits of the first Tobey Maguire one, but I just haven't seen any of the other ones.
I never saw the Garfield one. The only time I've
had no interest in those.
The only time I've seen him in the Spider-Man movie as Spider-Man is this most recent Tom Holland Spider-Man movie.
All right, here we go. This is the one that I don't even quite know my answer, so I'm going to be thinking and probably just pencil whipping whoever this works better for.
Awesome.
Lebo, fact or fiction? Stranger Things over Ozark?
Fiction.
I haven't seen Ozark, so I'm going to go fact.
Okay.
Fiction.
I will go fact.
Fact.
Beards gets the point because I honestly, it's like a coin flip. I don't even know. I love them both so much. I wrote the question and then didn't have the answer, but that makes it closer. Jason 6, Beards and Todd both with 5.
See, I agreed with whatever Todd was going to do.
That was smart.
I would not lose ground.
That was smart.
I didn't like my spot there.
Yes.
In my order.
That was tough. That was tough. If I had to pick one, I might.
Don't even say it now.
I can't. I have to go with that
you
was fact.
You have to go with what you said.
All right. Fact or fiction? Who are we up with?
Me.
Beards. Wimbledon made the right decision keeping Russian and Belarusian players from competing in this year's tournament. Look at me going all political.
Yeah.
Poly charged.
I got 2 days left. Who do we get? I don't care if I offend the Russians. Come on, Russia.
Plus, one of them might have had Tommy John surgery if they could have played.
Fact or fiction, they made the right decision.
I don't know. I'll say fact just to keep it moving.
Yep.
I'm going to say fiction.
Yep.
It's not their fault.
Fiction.
That's absolutely fiction. What the hell do the Russian tennis players have to do with anything happening in the government? So, bad decision by Wimbledon.
By the way, text comes in and says, I don't understand how you can think Tobey Maguire is a terrible Spider-Man. He plays a perfect Peter Parker. Peter Parker is supposed to be a whiny little bee, and dude is perfect for that.
God, he is. And if that's the case, then I guess I just hate Peter Parker. And maybe I need to watch the rest of the Spider-Mans to see if they're all as annoying and...
Spider-Mans or Spider-Men?
Spider-Mans? Yeah.
Okay. I just love the dismount there. It's like, yeah. I thought he was really going down the road of, like, I liked Peter Parker. No. I like Tobey Maguire. Peter Parker's supposed to be a whiny little bee.
All right, here we go, Jason. Fact or fiction? So if you guys don't know this, Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are going to fight at Crypto.com Arena. They've got a boxing match scheduled. Adrian Peterson is 37. Le'Veon Bell is 30. Here's the fact or fiction. Adrian Peterson is the smart bet against Le'Veon Bell, despite their 7-year age difference.
Am I at first?
You are.
Yeah, fact.
Fact. He's a known batterer.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's
women and children. I don't know if he can do it to Le'Veon Bell.
Younger people.
That's younger people. This is true.
Wow, that's good. Point.
Fact or fiction, Beards?
I'll go fact on that.
That is fact.
Fact.
Have you seen Adrian Peterson with his shirt off? I'm not betting against that guy. That's for sure. Adrian Peterson. And plus, they are both 6'1". Le'Veon Bell, 225. Adrian Peterson, 220. So it's not like Bell has the reach on him. So, yeah, I'm taking AP.
Le'Veon may hold out for the fight to get more money, too. So he may not even show up.
This is true.
Not even show.
This is true. Yeah, he might not show up till the 10th round.
Adrian will just keep...
So he gets full credit for the fight.
Adrian just keeps coming back longer than he should.
Yeah. All right. Fact or fiction? Lebo, you're up first on this one. Brent Venables will win a national championship at Oklahoma.
You're going to say fiction.
You're going to say
what is your answer?
I'm saying you're going to say fiction. So it's fiction.
Okay.
I'll stick with that and go fiction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fiction.
He's going to say fact now.
It's fact.
Of course he is.
OU's due, man. They're too good of a program. Venables is going to be there for a long time, and he's going to win a title.
I love that.
They should have won more.
They should have.
Than the one that they've won since Barry Switzer. And I think it's like Kansas. They're too good to not win.
Keep knocking on the door.
And I think OU's gonna get there.
You talking about Kansas football there?
No.
No.
I'm gonna talk basketball. About it's like they're gonna get the SEC kiss.
Yeah.
Like there's gonna be a year that OU ends up winning the SEC, and even if they're like one loss or a two loss team, they're still gonna be in the playoff and they're gonna be good enough.
Beat. You just gotta be able to go win the game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But they're gonna be good enough to go and win it. I think that is, so. I can't believe that's you didn't go
sweet
back
of
there.
You. That, I didn't believe you.
That would have tied it up for you.
Well, you would have probably not given it to me then.
Factor Fiction Beards. Right now, the score, by the way, is Jason 8, yeah. Lebo 7, Beards 6.
Yeah, take that.
So, Beards, you cannot miss one at this point.
Excellent. Good.
Larry David turns 75 years old this week. Seinfeld over Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Who's up first?
Me.
Beards.
I'll go fact on that.
Okay.
I'm going to go fiction.
I'm going to say fact because it's... I love them both, but there's so many more memorable things that have happened in Seinfeld, and I use it in my everyday talk so that it sticks with me. So I'll say fact.
Okay, I was talking about what's the better show, not what's got the most quotes, because no, you're wrong. It's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jason
wins.
It's
a made-up tale.
Jason wins.
Jason
gets
wins the whole
point.
Thing?
Jason can't lose now, but we'll get...
for going for with myself.
Last question. I know.
I should have gone with what I knew you were going to say.
Well, the last one, or either time.
Either time. Were, yeah. I'd have won this whole thing.
It's blasphemous, but, you know.
You don't think Curb's better than Seinfeld?
I'm saying it's blasphemous for somebody to say that, but I do enjoy Curb.
I do too.
More than
I think it's the better show.
Watching Seinfeld, at the time, Seinfeld was amazing.
Absolutely.
And was my favorite show.
It's my favorite sitcom of all time.
And now looking back and watching those versus watch, if I had to choose one of the episodes to watch for a night for entertainment, I would choose
I might still watch
Curb.
Seinfeld.
They can cuss in Curb.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So
that,
Larry
that
can get into
better.
A lot
yes.
more awkward situations.
That's true.
If they could have cussed in Seinfeld, if they made Seinfeld and it were on HBO, then it's probably Seinfeld. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But where you can take it
on HBO
is better.
I'm not complaining about the score. I'm fine.
All right, last question here, even though it's already over because
yeah.
Jason has already won. Fact or fiction, Jason. Today is John Elway's 62nd birthday.
Fact.
He's a top three quarterback of all time.
Fiction.
Fiction.
I'll play the game and say fact.
That's a fact. No. Beards gets the point. Beards gets the point. My ranking goes Brady, Peyton, then Elway. Then Montana, then Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes is creeping up there, but he's just got to do it for a little bit longer.
My ranking goes Brady, Mahomes, Jackson Mahomes.
Same again. Did you get to Montana there?
I did. I had Montana.
Patrick LaVon Mahomes the third.
Pat.
It's not just about rings.
Then
not
Rodgers.
Just about how they play. Like I was to me John Elway.
Where's Troy Aikman? In there?
John Elway was my goat.
Where's Troy Aikman?
Until
UCLA.
Until Brady and Manning passed him up.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I think,
but
John
I also
Elway,
didn't grow yeah. up a Chiefs
without
fan.
Terrell Davis, then he doesn't win anything ever. So,
okay,
that's right.
Fine.
Or Neil Smith.
Without Damian Williams, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just talking about.
I'm just playing. Don't get mad at
I'm
me.
I'm not talking about the game itself.
Don't
I'm talking
get
about.
Mad at me.
I'm talking about. Look at the stats throughout those years. He. Those were.
He went to three other Super Bowls.
Yeah. Only lost by 45 points at all of them. That's enough. We got a break. We're late.
Got a break.
We got a break?
Got a break.
Probably. I want a break.
Brady, Mahomes, LeBron. That's Jason's rankings.
No, LeBron's way too
That's
low on that one. LeBron is way too low on that one. By the way, before your final show, do you want to guess what the, because we guessed the name of the daughter of the Mahomes, and I got it right by guessing Sterling mm-hmm. somehow. And do you want to guess before, you know, you head to Utah what the boy's name will be?
Not right now. I haven't put any thought into it.
Okay, Patrick LaVon before. Mahomes the third, I'm assuming is what it's going to be.
I would imagine.
There shouldn't really be much of a thought.
It
but
could be Liv.
Or Casey. You never know.
I don't think you're naming things at LIV anymore. It's been tarnished.
That's right. That's a good point. He's destined to be on the Liv tour. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
So did it turn out to be like soft or was it a firm butt what did, when you were done with it?
Well, I thought there would be a bigger crust on the butt.
Okay.
I don't think I had the heat high enough to crust up the butt.
Mm-hmm.
But the color was nice on it. And
nice colored butt is always what you're looking for.
And it tore apart very easily.
Really?
Tore that butt apart, Lebo.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Aqib Talib has been added to the Thursday night broadcast for Amazon.
Pre-game, halftime, and post-game.
Let's nice. Go.
So not there a color analyst, but studio analyst.
Aqib Talib, I think he's going to be good.
He's going to be awesome.
Yep, I think he's going to be good. Hey, you know, today is the hearing for Deshaun Watson in the NFL. And a lot of people feeling like this is going to be a year suspension for Deshaun Watson. Mary Kay Cabot, a friend of the show.
Friend of the world.
Is she?
one of our favorites on the show.
There you go.
In fact, Mary Kay Cabot, we believe, will be taking over for Corey. It's one of the people that we are going to test out to see what the chemistry is like.
She is built for Red Fridays.
Everybody knows. She's built for the red zone. She's built for the zone.
Let's not start this.
She is built for the red zone. Mary Kay Cabot weighing in on the Browns and trading and signing for Deshaun Watson and the information they gathered before they did that.
Well, they were very, very thorough in their investigation. Of course, now we know they did not speak to any of the accusers because they did not want to obstruct justice, and they just didn't feel that that was part of the investigation that they needed to do.
They were very thorough in the investigation.
No,
in the investigation, but they did not interview or talk to any accuser because they didn't feel like it was something they needed to do.
You talk about carrying water for the team you cover. Mary Kay Cabot is carrying a big old jug. Mm. Very, very thorough, but they didn't talk to anybody.
It doesn't seem like that's that thorough.
It doesn't seem very thorough.
That seems less than
I don't
than
think
thorough.
You understand what thorough means.
Yeah. Less than thorough, maybe? Mm.
But we'll see what happens.
They were thorough in the bad job they did.
That's exactly right. Look,
they're talking about like multiple years.
The Browns are built for an investigation like that.
They are.
We know that.
They're absolutely lethal in the courtroom.
They are just clicking on all cylinders. What you don't want, you don't want to have to go up against the Browns investigative team.
No. The Pittsburgh Steelers should have never let the Browns trade for Deshaun Watson.
Should have
they're
never
regret.
They should have never let the Browns start this investigation. They will regret that. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, I still got two more days.
Well, I'm just I'll talk to you on the radio here.
Yeah. He's still got 8 hours of radio left before he leaves the show.
I still got 12 solid hours of work left in me.
Bring it.
Over the next 2 days.
12.